Okay. Good evening and welcome to B'nai Yeshurun's Beis Medrash Summer Learning Program. This is the final shiur this summer, and I would like to thank Joanne Ephraim Zayat for sponsoring this program. As for the CDs, hopefully we'll get the copies of this evening's shiur within 24 to 48 hours. So we'll leave the black box on the Siddurim bookcase, and they'll be there for about a week. Just take your CD out and leave the envelope. If your envelope is missing, please see me. If you've donated to the CD program, thank you very much. And if you haven't, please do so. At this time, I would like to thank Rabbi Sachs for taking out time from his busy schedule to come here and give us these shiurim these past 5 weeks. As I said before, this is the final shiur of this program. However, I'm happy to announce that Rabbi Sachs will be once again joining us, giving shiurim on various Sunday mornings during the course of this coming year. Rabbi Sachs will join us for 3 Sundays in the month of Elul. If you want to just jot down the dates, they are Sunday, August 22nd. Rabbi Sachs will speak on Simcha Barosh Hashanah. September 5th, Rabbi Sachs will speak on Mitzvah Shofar. And September 12th, Rabbi Sachs will speak on Tshuva. These shiurim will take place after the 8 o'clock Shacharis Minyan. If anyone is interested in sponsoring a shiur, please see Henry Olinsky or myself. We'll be sending out a flyer and posting this information as well. To cover Godol and with many thanks, Rabbi Sachs.
As the series of shiurim comes to an end, I wanted to thank each of you who tremendously have enhanced this experience for me of sharing Divrei Torah with you, to thank Jackie for coordinating the shiur, and especially to thank the Zayat family for their sponsorship. Bezras Hashem will be able to share Torah from each other on many occasions in the future. We were discussing various aspects of Kriya Shema, and we left off discussing the very nature of Birchos Kriya Shema. We concluded with the Chiddush and the Rambam Shita that apparently you see there's a marked difference between a bracha recited on a mitzvah generally as opposed to Birchos Kriya Shema. The Rambam raises the following issue in many different contexts. What happens if a person is in a situation of doubt, suffik, in performance of mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah daraisa, as you know, we assume sveika daraisa lechumra, a person is obligated to repeat the performance of the mitzvah. If it will be a suffik merely regarding the bracha, then suffik bracha is lakula. What happens if it's a sveika daraisa, a suffik in mitzvah, and a person is obligated to perform the mitzvah once again? Does he recite a bracha or does he not? This is a machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam's view is the following. A person has a right to split the obligation of mitzvah and the chiyuv of bracha. Mitzvah is a din daraisa, sveika daraisa the chumra. Bracha is only drabanan, safek brachas bahakel. And therefore, in all instances, when one is faced with a safek regarding a mitzvah, we'll tell that individual, perform the mitzvah again, mi safek, but don't recite a bracha. There's no contradiction at all to require the repetition of the mitzvah, even though no bracha is recited. And therefore, the Rambam writes in many different contexts, for example, Perek Yudalev Hoshchita, if a person is doing a shchita on a koi, safek chaya, safek behema, we'll tell that individual, kisa yadam is necessary, but don't recite a bracha because after all, you're only doing so, misafek. Other Rishonim, the Ravid among them, disagrees and maintains that no, if it's only a safek in bracha, then you don't repeat the bracha. But if it's a safek in mitzvah, and the psak loch is that the mitzvah must be repeated, that means it's repeated b'shlemuso in its entirety, even including the bracha as well. Apparently the machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid, is whether you view the bracha and mitzvah as a single entity, a single unit, or do you split them off and view them independently. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, deviates from his normal Shita. Even though, generally speaking, the Rambam writes, Sveika d'araisa l'chumri, yes, but you don't recite a bracha. What happens in the case of Kriyas Shema? The Rambam tells us, based on the Sugya Brachos, Tav Chof Aleph, Safek kora Kriyas Shema, Safek lo kora. In that instance, Chozer v'kore, u'mevarech lifaneha u'lachareha. Not only do you have to repeat the Kriyas Shema, but even more than that, the person is obligated to recite the Birchos Kriyas Shema as well. Apparently, you see, according to the Rambam's view, that Birchos Kriyas Shema is not merely a Birchos HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, but perhaps, even though Min HaTorah, Brachos are not necessary, it's merely sufficient to recite, as we discussed, either the first Pasuk, the first Parsha, two Parshios, perhaps, according to the Rambam, all three Parshios are Daraisa. Midrabanan, however, Kriyashma uBirchoseha is considered to be the full Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriyashma. Even if, generally speaking, Brachas Milsachritahi, that is considered to be secondary and ancillary, when it comes to Kriyashma, Birchos Kriyashma are considered to be the enhancement of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. Just as we saw the Netziv, and others, the Mabit suggested that even if you assume all that's necessary for Kriyas Shema is the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but nonetheless, the Mabit writes in Kriya Sefer, if a person is more extensively Mekabla Malcha Shemayim, if his acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech includes not only the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but Avas Hashem, and also Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, all of that, even on a level of daraisa, frame the obligation of Kriyas Shema. The Rambam extends this even to the brachos as well. Bracha, not something extrinsic, but rather at least on a level of derabanan, that is considered to be the obligation of Kriyas Shema in its totality. The nature of Birchas Kriyas Shema, to what extent is it part of tefillah? To what extent does it relate specifically to Kriyas Shema? Is rooted in the Machlokas Rishonim, based on what the Mishnah tells us in Brachos and Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us a very great Chiddush. Hakore mikan va'elech. What happens if a person reads Kriyas Shema after the Zman Kriyas Shema has passed? Apparently, if he does so, there is no longer any fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, and therefore the Mishnah tells us ki'ilu kore b'Torah. Simply, it's the equivalent of a person who's reading a parsha of the Torah itself. Again, simple understanding of the Mishnah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema at all, but look, Kriyas Shema certainly is part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and therefore it is no worse than a person simply would take out the Sefer Torah, take out the Chumash, and read various Parshios themselves. The Gemara, in fact, in Brachos in the next Daf, Yudam Abayis, is bothered, what then is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Do you need a Mishnah to tell us that, even though the Zman Kriyas Shema has passed, you're still allowed to read Kriyas Shema? Of course that's true. Why would you think that if the Zman Kriyas Shema has passed, it's forbidden to do so? Is that the complete intent of the Mishnah? That one is allowed to do so, but there's no fulfillment of mitzvah in any shape or form? That's the question of the Gemara. If you look, for example, in Rabbi Yonah, he quotes the view of Rav Avram ben Ahar that writes the following Chiddush, that maybe there is a novel understanding of the Mishnah even before you come to the teretz of the Gemara. You know, we're used to what the Gemara tells us in Gittin Daf Samach, that Eis Lasos LaHashem Heferu Torasecha. We very often will speak Baal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, and the same is true when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, now it is redacted. We'll read from a Gemara, we'll read from a text. But we know that wasn't always the case. The ideal way the Torah was disseminated was Torah Shebichsav was always Bichsav. Torah Shebaal Peh was always Baal Peh. Dvarim Shebichsav, if you're dealing with Kisvei HaKodesh, you weren't allowed merely to recite them by heart, but they were always read from Kisvei HaKodesh themselves. That was the original practice. The Gemara tells us that there came a time that the Chachamim declared that it was necessary to ensure the perpetuation of Torah, to insist that we can redact even Dvarim Shebaal Peh, and a person can recite Dvarim Shebichsav. But the initial halacha mikar hadin was, one is not allowed to read parshios of the Torah simply Baal Peh. And therefore, Ben Yonah quotes Rav Avram min Hahar that raises the following question. I understand very well. If you're reading Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, one can do so bal peh. After all, that is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But HaKori Mikan Veilech, if the Zman Kriya Shema has already passed, and now you're no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at all, now it should be similar to Talmud Torah, in which case, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyatai Reshai Lomra Balpeh. That's the Kashra Ben Yonah raises in the name of Rav Avraham min Hahar. The answer he gives is the following Chiddush. Apparently you must argue, based on the Mishnah, that whenever there is a parsha in the Torah, that there is a mitzvah of kriya, even if a person will read that parsha above and beyond the performance of the mitzvah itself, that is not subject to the principle of Dvarim Shebichsav Iyatai Reshai Lomra Bal Peh. Any parsha where there's no mitzvah of kriya, that must only be read mitoch haksav. But if there is a mitzvah of kriya, categorically it's excluded from that principle, even at a time that one is not fulfilling the mitzvah. And it's fascinating. Rabbi Yonah continues and gives us examples of parshios of the Torah where there's a mitzvah of kriya, and there's no need to read from a sefer Torah, but they're excluded from Dvarim Shebichsav Iyatai Reshai Lomra Bal Peh. What are those parshios? Well, for example, Kriya Shema, and for example, the parsha of Vidui Meiser, parsha of Mikra Bikurim, and then Rabbi Yonah includes in his list of fascinating chiddush the parshas HaKarbanos, reading the Karbanos each and every day. The Gemara tells us in the very end of Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Avraham Avinu was promised in Bris Ben Abesarim, B'me'eda Ki Rashena. How do I know that my Zera will inherit Eretz Yisrael? The Torah tells us the answer is, B'schus HaKarbanos. The Gemara comments, Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tenach, B'zman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayim. You have a Beis HaMikdash, you'll offer Karbanos. B'zman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, what if there is no Beis HaMikdash? The answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaOmer Parsha Zu, Malav HaKosuv Kilo Hikriv Karban. I've given you the Seder HaParshios, the Seder HaKarbanos. If you will read the Parshas HaKarbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Ilu Hikriv Karban. We always see that as a beautiful, beautiful agadata. Rabbi Yonah writes a dindaraisa of Kriyas HaKarbanos. An interesting chiddush that Malav HaKosuv Kilo Hikriv Toda. When you look throughout all the mitzvahs, where there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha, we always think of Maaser and Bikurim and Sota and Kriyashma, Parshas HaKarbanos. Rabbi Yonah writes, each and every day, a mitzvah daraisa. Interesting chiddush. And therefore, you're allowed to recite that parsha bal peh. You don't have to learn that parsha from a Sefer Torah itself. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yonah. The Gemara Brachos, Yudim Adbeis. How is it that the Mishnah tells us, HaKorim Ikan Veilech Lohifsid Karim HaKorim B'Torah? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Gemara tells us a great chiddush. Even though the Zman Kriya Shema apparently has passed, nonetheless one is allowed to recite Kriya Shema together with its Brachos. You're allowed to recite Birchos Kriya Shema even after the Zman Kriya Shema has come to an end. This is an interesting chiddush. After all, normally speaking, Sukkot is passed. A person is allowed to recite a bracha on Leishe B'Sukkah, a bracha on Netilas Dalet Minim. How could that be? If there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah, how is it possible to in fact recite Birchos Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema has passed? And this is where the Rishonim discuss whether in fact Birchos Kriya Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or perhaps it is part of the Mitzvah of Tefillah as well, a Kiyum Tefillah in Birchos Kriya Shema themselves. The Rush quotes the view of Rabbeinu Amram Gon that maintains that Birchos Kriya Shema are indeed Birchos HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Rav Amram Gon quotes the following chiddush that we don't assume like lahalacha. Let's assume, for example, a person davens marav early. And at the end of the davening, someone in the shul will announce that it's necessary to repeat Kriya Shema after it says, do you recite Birchos Kriya Shema or do you not? Rabbi Amram Gon writes, of course. The Kriya Shema you recited earlier was before the Zman Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema was not fulfilled. And therefore, it's necessary to recite a Birchos HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. You don't repeat the very Birchos Kriya Shema that you recited as part of tefillah, but yet the Rush quotes the name of Rabbeinu Amram, you recite a bracha, asher kiddushanu mitzvosav vitzivanu. And why is that normally omitted? Because that is the role of the Birchos Kriyashma. Birchos Kriyashma, according to Rav Amram Gon, is not just simply part of tefillah, but that also serves as Birchos Kriyashma, and if at any point in time, before davening, after davening, Kriyashma is recited at the time of the mitzvah, outside of the context of Kriyashma uBirchoseho, it is necessary to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. This Chiddush of Rav Amram Gon is similar in a very different context to the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor we discussed in earlier Shiurim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaBeis, and Daf Bei Harif. We know the Gemara discusses two different sets of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There are the Tkiyos Demiumad, Tkiyos Demiyushal. Exactly when do we fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyos Demiumad, Tkiyos Demiyushal? First we have Tkiyos Demiyushal, followed by Mu'umad. But what exactly are they referring to? The Baal HaMor writes the following Chiddush. The first time the Shofar was sounded in Rosh Hashanah was in Tfilas Musaf, Al Seder HaBrachos. That was referred to the Tkiyos Dimiyushav, not the Tkiyos after Kriyas HaTorah before Musaf. The first time the Shofar was sounded, the Baal HaMor writes, is in the context of Musaf. Tkiyos Dimiyuma that the Gemara refers to is not, as most Rishonim assume, the Tkiyos Al Seder HaBrachos, but rather that refers to the Tkiyos at the very end of davening, when everyone now is about to get up and leave because the davening is concluded. Those are the Tkiyos Dimiyumad. That is the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor. And you'll ask me then, what about those earlier Tkiyos after laning before Musaf? The Baal HaMor writes, the Gemara does not have that series of Tkiyos at all. That was a much later Takana. What happened? People would come to shul very early on Rosh Hashanah. Imagine, the first time you would hear the shofar was ready Musaf, Al Seder HaBrachos. One could envision, Baal HaMor writes, that there could be individuals who came to shul who weren't well, elderly individuals, sickly individuals, who couldn't be there for the entire davening. They would leave, they wouldn't have a chance to hear Tkiyah Shofar. In order to ensure that everyone heard the kolos properly, later, post Chasimas HaTalmud, there was a Tkiyah Shofar instituted earlier, and that was after laning before Tfilas Musaf. That's the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor. This is not what the Gemara means by the Tkiyos Dimyushav Rameumad. That was a much later Takana of Tkiyah Shofar. And then the Baal HaMor goes a step further. You know that the Gemara tells us that whenever a person fulfills a mitzvah, you're obligated to recite a bracha, the Sigin Psachim Adav Zayin. The Gemara gives us many examples. The Gemara doesn't mention every single mitzvah. But it is quite striking that you go through all of Shas, you never find a bracha on the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. In fact, the major machlokas Rishonim, what is the bracha? Is it lishmoa kol shofar? Is it litkoa b'shofar? Is it al tkiya shofar? Various nuschals in the Rishonim, the Rush at length in Sachim, Perak Aleph Simen Yud, Rosh Hashanah Perak Dalet Simen Yud, lengthy discussion, what is the nusach bracha of tkiya shofar? Why is it that the Gemara doesn't mention any bracha at all? The Baal HaMor writes, because there was no bracha on the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. The first time they used to sound the shofar was Al Seder HaBrachos. And therefore the Baal HaMor explains the Malchios, Sechronos, and Shofros of Tefillah that served as a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Now, however, that it became necessary to have an earlier Tkiyah Shofar outside of the framework of Brachos, now, not only was it necessary to institute an earlier Tkiyah, but now they had to institute Brachos as well, and that is what gave rise to the machlokes, what in fact should the nusach habracha be. That was part of that later takana. When you fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar in the framework of tefillah, no other brachos. If, however, it is apart from that structure, now you're obligated to recite a birchas hamitzvah. This is what Rav Amram Gon writes regarding birchos kriyashma. Kriyashma virchoseha, that is the birchas hamitzvah, on the mitzvah of kriyashma itself. However, if you are reciting kriyashma earlier in the morning, late at night, you're obligated then to recite the birchas hamitzvah. Again, we don't assume this way lahalacha, as the view of Rav Amram Gon, but clearly that indicates that the role of Birchos Kriyashma is in fact a form of a Birchos HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Kriyashma. If this is true, the following then difficulty. Hakor mikan veilech. How is it possible that even after the Zman Kriya Shema passes, one is allowed to recite Birchos Kriya Shema? The Russian Rabbeinu Yonah, the Russian Brachos Perek Aleph Siman Yud, raises the following issue. Hakor mikan veilech. How far does that extend? How late in the morning or in the day can you recite Birchos Kriya Shema? The entire day, or maybe for a shorter window of time. The Rush quotes the view of Rav Haigon, but writes, only for one additional hour. Even though the Mishnah tells us, HaKor Mikan Veilech, even though 3 hours has passed, Zman Kriya Shema has come to an end, you have an extra hour to recite Birchos Kriya Shema. What is so special about that extra hour? The Rush explains simply, because that is the Zman Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tefillah Sashachar Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adalid Shos. Zman Tefillah. What is the Chiddush of Rav Haigon? You don't have all day to recite Birchas Kriya Shema. You can still recite Birchas Kriya Shema even after the Zman Kriya Shema has passed, because Birchos Kriya Shema are relevant not only to Kriya Shema, but as part of the Kiyum of Tefillah as well. And as long as it is still the Zman Tefillah, one can continue and recite Birchos Kriya Shema. That is the Psak Halacha of Mechaber, that Birchos Kriya Shema only recited for one additional hour. The second view that the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah quotes is the following. Once you argue that the reason you're allowed to continue and to recite Birchos Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema has passed is because there is a kiyum of tefillah in Birchos Kriya Shema, therefore maybe one could argue as follows. We discussed earlier. Let's say, for example, Dalet Shos passes, and a person still has not davened. A person is allowed to daven until Chatzos. We had some difficulty with that chiddush. Now, what is the status of tefillah after Dalet Shos until Chatzos? After all, it is not considered to be Tefillah Bizmana. The Rambam tells us explicitly, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, Tefillah Bizmana is only until Dalet Shos. So therefore, what is the status after 4 hours, continuing until Chatzos Hayom? Kesev Mishnah refers to this as being a form of Tashlumin. It's a makeup for a missed obligation. We pointed out the great Chiddush. When we were discussing various aspects of tefillah, we had mentioned the need for tefillas tashlumin always to be preceded by a tefillas chova. Do you ever have an example of davening a tefillas tashlumin in and of itself without a prior tefillas chova? According to Kesem Mishnah, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, you have one, and that is tefillah achar dalet shos. The difficulty, though, is if you look in the Rambam, it would appear that this is not only b'shogeg, but even b'mezid. The Rambam writes, Avar Ota, whether a person made a mistake inadvertently and did not daven, or whether a person even b'mezid did not daven, he is still afforded a possibility of davening until Chatzos. If that's true, it is not midin tashlumin. Tashlumin, we know, the Gemara tells us, and Brachos and Avchavav is only if a person b'shogeg inadvertently failed to daven. If a person certainly, intentionally did not daven, muvos yilcholiska, and he is not afforded that opportunity to daven at tefillas tashlumin. What then is tefillah after dalet shos? We suggested one possible chiddush, that perhaps that's a difference between avos as opposed to karbanos. The whole zman of dalet shos is only because karban is padded after tamid shel shachar. If, however, one would assume that tefillah is keneged avos, and lechem Mishnah writes that we assume lalacha that both are true, avos as well as karbanos, perhaps one could suggest, if it's based on avos, the cutoff point is not dalet shos, but rather the entire span of morning until chatzos, and perhaps that's the possible chiddush, that tefillah la'achar dalet is a tefillah bizman of avos, although it is not when it comes to karbanos. And therefore you have the full tefillah bizmana, you have this kiyum tefillah, and then you have tefillas tashlumin afterwards during the zman of mincha. But the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah quote the second possibility. Once we allow a person, whatever the explanation is, to daven even until chatzos, maybe then that should be true regarding Birchos Kriya Shema as well. If Birchos Kriya Shema is part of the mitzvah of tefillah, and b'di'eved, we would still tell a person at 11 in the afternoon to daven, so therefore, if there is a kiyum tefillah during that zman, that would allow recitation of Kriya Shema Birchoseha, not because of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but rather because of the kiyum of Birchos Kriya Shema, part of tefillah. And therefore, until Vav Shos, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuvas Mishnah Yaakov that writes, if a person was in a situation of an ones, and therefore he could not daven by Dalet Shos, b'dyeved he can rely on this sheet of the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah to allow Birchos Kriya Shema to be recited even until Chatzos. These are two possibilities. You look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, Birchos Kriya Shema v'tno, if a person did not read the Kriya Shema, the person has a right to recite Kriya Shema uvirchoseha. The Rambam writes, kol hayom, all day. He is not bound by Dalet Shos, not bound by Chatzos, but all day, even though the Zman Shachris, the Man Tefillah, has expired, a person still has the right to recite Birchos Kriya Shema. How can that be? What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema uvirchoseha after Dalet Shos, after Chatzos? What is that kiyum? The Kesef Mishnah writes an incredible chiddush. Kesef Mishnah is bothered by the following. The first Mishnah, Maseches Brachos. What is the zman Kriya Shema uvishachmucha? Kriya Shema at night. The Mishnah tells us that there are two possibilities in understanding the word uvishachmucha. Does it mean when a person is going to sleep, which should be limited to the tchilas halayla, or do we assume it means no? Kol zman shebnei adam shochvim, it means the entire night while one is sleeping. How do we assume mikar hadin that uveshochcha means kol halayla, all night? That's the din daraisa. Except the Mishnah tells us, of course, laharchik esada min ha'avera, we insist that kriya shema must be recited by chatzos. Midrabanan. But midaraisa, if you'll ask me, what does the posuk mean of a shachlcha? It means kol zman shebnei adam shochin. And therefore, zman kriya shema at night is the entire night. Kesef Mishnah then raises the following question. Why don't we assume that the same should be true when it comes to uv kumecha? Uv kumecha, doesn't that have two possible explanations? When a person is getting up, when he rises, or the entire period of time that a person is up, is awake. Why don't we assume that that's a possibility in the Zman Kriya Shema as well? Because the Mishnah writes his stunning Chiddush, that's in fact the case. The Din Daraisa, Kriya Shema, is all day. Because after all, Uv Kumecha means that the entire period of time that a person is awake. After all, the Gemara tells us, what is the basis of 3 hours of Zman Kriya Shema? Because that is Derech B'nei Malachim. That is when the kings would rise so late in the morning that 3 hours have already passed. Because the Mishnah writes, the Malachim are Ruba Da'alma. We should insist that the Halach is dependent on their practice, that miut, that minority. No, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Din D'Araisa, Kesef Mishnah writes, is Kriya Shema Shel Yom, is Kol Hayom. A very, very great Kiddush. Only Midrabbanan, we assume that the first 3 hours of the day. And therefore, the Rambam writes that, let's assume that B'dyeved, a person missed the Zman Kriya Shema. There is a Kiyum Mitzvah of Kriya Shema the entire day, and that allows for recitation of Birchos Kriya Shema all day long. These are very different possibilities. The first assumption is that no, the mitzvah Kriya Shema certainly has come to an end after Gimel Shos. And if the Gemara tells us you're allowed to recite Birchos Kriya Shema afterwards, that must indicate that there is a role that Birchos Kriya Shema plays aside from Kriya Shema itself, namely Tefillah, and that gives rise to the two shitas, either Dalit or Vav Shos. According to view of Kesef Mishnah, no. Birchos Kriya Shema relates directly to Kriya Shema itself, and if they can be recited even lachar zman Kriya Shema, you see that there is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema kol hayom. That's a very, very great chiddush that the Kesef Mishnah suggests in the Rambam Shita. The Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Simen Nunches objects vehemently, right, to this position of the Kesef Mishnah. Is this really the case? First of all, that most Rishonim assume that is not true, against the Rambam Shita, that one cannot recite Birchas Kriya Shema all day, but only Dalet Shals or Vav Shals. And the Magen Avraham explains that's because Birchas Kriya Shema are not Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema alone, but rather part of the Kiyum of Tefillah, and therefore one can continue to recite them even though Zman Kriya Shema has come to an end. And then the Kesev Mishnah raises the following Chiddush, and the Magen Avraham objects as follows. First, the question of the Kesev Mishnah, why don't we be consistent in Uveshachva Uvkumecha? So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman and Ches, it's simply not true. Uveshachvacha has a dual meaning. It can mean when a person goes to sleep, or while a person is lying down, while a person is sleeping. Uvkumecha does not mean kol hayom. Uvkumecha does not mean the entire period of the time that a person is awake. Uvkumecha means when a person rises, when a person gets up. When a person gets up, when he rises in the morning, that has a very specific definition. It does not mean kol zman shebnei adam er, as long as a person is awake the entire night. So again, Magen Avraham writes that that question, which compelled the Kesev Mishnah to assume this great Chiddush, is not true. Uvshachpucha could mean the entire time that a person is lying, reclining. Uvkumecha means the entire time that a person wakes up, that he rises, that he gets up, that is limited to the first period of the day, to Gimel Shals. But then the Magen Avraham, Simin and Ches, raises an unusual question. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos and Daf Chav that women are obligated in Tefillah. We discussed that at great length. However, women are exempt from Kriya Shema. Why is that true? Kriya Shema is a classic example of a mitzvah seishas man grama, a mitzvah which is bound by time. After all, the Torah tells us, uveshachvacha uvkumecha. Magen Avraham writes the following. According to the Kesev Mishnah, women should be obligated in Kriya Shema. It is not a Zman Grama. Why is it not a Zman Grama? Because there is no period of time regarding which this mitzvah does not apply. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night, midaraisa, is all night. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema during the day is all day. A mitzvah which is all day and all night is not called a mitzvah seisha Zman Grama. That's the difficulty the Magen Avraham writes with the position of the Kesev Mishnah. According to Magen Avraham, a great Chiddush, in order to label something as Zman Grama, there has to be a period of time that this mitzvah does not apply. So Tzitzis Yotami doesn't apply at night, and Tefillin Yotami doesn't apply on Shabbos and Yantif. I'll ask you, when is that period of time when there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The simple answer is, La'achar Zman Kriya Shema, after Gimel Shals. But according to Kesev Mishnah, all day, all night, that is not called a mitzvah seisha Zman Grama. That's the kasha Magen Avraham writes against this view of Kesev Mishnah. What's difficult with this kasha of Magen Avraham, this is what the Shagasayi writes in Simen Yud Beis, is the following difficulty. Let's assume that's the case, exactly as the Kesev Mishnah. There's an obligation to try Kriya Shema during the day, which incorporates the entire day. There's the mitzvah Kriya Shema at night, which encompasses the entire night. But lo zmano shel zeh, zmano shel zeh. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema of the day only applies during the day. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night is only at night. Isn't that sufficient to label the mitzvah as a mitzvah seisha hazman grama? It's necessary to be able to point a window of time that the mitzvah does not apply if they are two mitzvahs. We saw the Ramban, for example, in Sefer Mitzvos. Kriya Shema during the day, Kriya Shema of night, two different mitzvahs. Even according to the Rambam, a single kiyum mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema twice a day, but nonetheless, lo zmano shel zeh, zmano shel zeh, and therefore the Shagasari writes in Simen Yud Beis, the Magen Avraham is 100% right. We shouldn't assume as that view of the Kesev Mishnah, but not for his reason, not because of that kasha. One could certainly understand why Kriya Shema is called the mitzvah shel zman grama, even according to this view of the Kesev Mishnah as well. Therefore, according to Shagazari, in order to be mitzvah shel zman grama, it simply means that there are two different kiyumim. It doesn't matter at all whether there is a period of time that the mitzvah doesn't apply. As long as lo zmano shel zeh, zmano shel zeh, that is called the zman grama. And according to Magen Avraham, a great Chiddush, You must point to a period of time where this mitzvah does not apply in order to label it as a mitzvah shazman grama. So, is there any difference, lahalacha, between the Magen Ram and the Shag Yisrael? Look, they both agree. The Mishnah tells us that women are exempt from Kriya Shema. They're not arguing about that point. This is an ethereal machlokes. How can you maintain your kasha, your chiddush, the case of Mishnah? No, if that's true, this should not be the case. But everyone agrees that women are exempt from Kriya Shema. But there would be a difference, lahalacha. If you could come up with a mitzvah where the mitzvah during the day is the entire day, and the mitzvah at night is the entire night, but yet there are two elements to the mitzvah, and those zman o shel zeh, would that be called a zman grama? According to Shag Yisrael, absolutely yes, but according to the Magen Avraham, that would not be a zman grama at all. Is there such a mitzvah? The Shag Yisrael writes in Simeon Beis, there is. That's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the last parsha of the Kriya Shema. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the zman of that mitzvah? The Torah tells us, Laman Tizkor Siyam Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. We assume Halach like the view of Ben Zoma, Yemei Chayecha is Yamim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Leilos, day and night. What is this zman? How long does that continue? The simple understanding, Boshet Pshat, is the following. At night is all night. During the day, L'chora all day. The Torah says, Yemei Chayecha, Yom and Laila. And therefore, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day is all day. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night is all night. If this is true, Shag Yisrael writes, you have your model, a mitzvah during day that applies all day, night, all night. Is there a window of time that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim does not apply? The answer is no, but still, though, Zman o shel zeh, a person religiously has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day, and then do so at night. Is that called the Zman Grama? Here in Afkamina Lahalacha, the Shag Yisrael assumes in Simeon Beis, of course. That is a classic example of mitzvah seisha hazman grama, and therefore women are exempt from zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. According to the Magen Avraham, women should be obligated in the mitzvah of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. Even though they're exempt from kriya shema, they should be obligated in zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. You look a little bit later in Shulchan Aruch. This Magen Avraham is in Simen Nun Ches. You look a little bit later, Simen Ayin, without explanation, the Magen Avraham writes that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Magen Avraham Lashita say. That Kashin, Simen Unches, that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham in Simen Ayin. Women are exempt from Kriya Shema, but they're obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. This would be against what I presented earlier within the Rambam Shita, the Chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik, and that is, according to the Rambam, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If that is true, who would be obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Those who are obligated in the broader sense of Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And in fact, that deal from the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel Beis of Rebbe, who was giving shiurim in the morning, that Rebbe, who went out of his way to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmana, as Rashi comments, Bizman Kriya Shema. Poshav Shad, according to Rashi, perhaps the Chiddush and the Rambam as well, the Zman of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is also limited to the Zman Kriya Shema of Uveshoch Bacha. But again, the classic presentation of Shulchan Aruch is Uv Kumecha applies to Kriya Shema. When it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yemei Chayecha means Kol Hayom. But that is an important difference between the view of Magen Avraham as opposed to that of the Shag Yisrael. But again, this issue in the broadest sense revolves around our question, what is the role of Birchos Kriya Shema? The Ur Zaruah in Dinei Kriya Shema writes the following Chiddush. What happens, for example, if a person already recited Kriya Shema? Let's assume, for example, that a person is in a situation where you're going to be davening at a later minyan, they're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. Interesting issue, what should one do under those circumstances? But let's assume, for argument's sake, a person will first now recite Kriya Shema before davening, and then he will go to shul and daven later Kriya Shema uverchoseha. Is that so simple that once you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah already outse, now you can still recite Kriya Shema uverchoseha? Apparently, yes. Or Israelites? Absolutely. Even though you already fulfilled the mitzvah, you can still recite Birchos Kriya Shema. Why is that true? Well, maybe one possibility, as we mentioned, is because of the role of Birchos Kriya Shema in tefillah. And even though you fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you haven't davened the full kiyum tefillah as of yet, and therefore still Birchos Kriya Shema can be recited. But the Orz Zeruah and Dinei Kriya Shema gives a very different explanation against the Shitas HaRambam. We know that a Birchos HaMitzvah normally is always recited over L'Asiyah Asan, prior to the performance of a mitzvah. The Sugim Sachim, Dav Zayin Mudbeis. What happens if that's impossible? You can't recite a Birchos HaMitzvah before the mitzvah is performed. Then the bracha is Achar Asiyah Asan. The Gemara gives us some extreme examples. The most extreme case the Gemara has, Tfilas Ager, Pesachim Zayin Mudbeis. The person wasn't Jewish yet. First he has to complete the Gerus, then he'll recite a bracha. So the Gemara says you're right. In a place where it's impossible to recite a Birchos HaMitzvah prior to the performance of a mitzvah, the Birchos HaMitzvah is afterwards. The Gemara gives us another case, a very great chiddush. In fact, the Vilna Gaon is bothered by all the etzes that Tosas gives us. Netilas Lulav Nesrim. What's the problem the Gemara has? Pesachim and Dav Zayin, Midag Bein Afik Bein. When you pick it up, you're ready, Otsay. So we always insist, when you make a bracha, the object should be in your hand. Whether it's a Birchos HaMitzvah, Birchos HaNenin, the Chefetz should always be biyadcha. But what's the problem? I pick up the Dalet Minim, I'm ready, Otsay. So what do you do? So the simple reading of the Gemara, Pesachim Dav Zayin Rebeis, that's why the Chachamim coined the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. After all, whenever a person recites a bracha over L'Asiyah Asan, I'm about to perform a mitzvah, then the Nusach HaBracha is Li. Whenever a person recites a bracha where the mitzvah is already performed, such as Tfilah, the bracha is Al HaTfilah. You can't recite a bracha, I am about to, when in fact the bracha is L'Achar HaAsiyah Asan. The Gemara says that's the answer to Al Netilas Lulav. Since once you picked it up, you're ready, Yotzei. So therefore the brachi is Al, because the brachi is La'achar Asiyasa. That's another example. Tosus is what we're used to. Tosus writes, and that's Sugyan, Psachim Adav Zayin, and Sukhan Daf Lamites, all the different ways that you can pick up the Dalet Minim, and as of yet you won't be Yotzei, and that will salvage the bracha. The brachi is over L'Asiyasa, either turning it over, Loch Kedera Gedilasan, or Tosus writes simply having in mind that you're not going to be Yotzei until after the bracha is recited. But many Achronim, right, they're struck by the Tosus. Now, the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara gives the answer, this is why the bracha is Al Netilas Lulav. In fact, the Rambam writes in Perakit Aleph, of Hilchos Brachos the following. So what did you do? If you picked it up the right way, then you make a bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. If, for example, you're not yet Yotzei, then the bracha is Lito Lulav. That's what the Rambam writes in Perakit Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. We assume, Lalacha, again, the bracha is standard. Al Netilas Lulav, even though we adopt the Chiddush HaTosus of having in mind or turning Esrog over in order not to be Yotzei until after the bracha is, in fact, recited. That's another example. Tosus has a third example, the Tosus and Bracha, Sadaf Nun Aleph, Netilas Yadayim. Why is the Bracha Al Netilas Yadayim, not Lito Yadayim? Tosus has a similar explanation, that after all, it's inappropriate to recite the Bracha when one's hands are soiled, and then to wash the hands. Doesn't it make sense to first have Taras Yadayim, and then when they are cleansed, then you recite a Bracha? So Tosus says, that's why now the Bracha is Al Netilas Yadayim, because the bracha is La'achar Asiyasa. That's a further example that Tosas gives. These are cases which are the exception. Normally, over L'Asiyasa, and in these unusual cases, the bracha is La'achar Asiyasa. What about the following case? What happens if the bracha should have been over L'Asiyasa? Should have been over L'Asiyasa, but I forgot to make a bracha. Can I recite a bracha La'achar Asiyasa? Not those unusual cases when that was the takana. I should have made the bracha before, I failed to do so. Can I recite the bracha right now? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Orz Zeruah. The Rambam writes that no, just as when it comes to Birchas Hanenin. A Birchas Hanenin is only over Lasiyasan, not La'achrasiyasan. Obviously, if a person ate and didn't make a bracha and he's continuing to eat, he has to make a bracha over Lasiyasan on the coming achila. But you can't recite a Birchas Hanenin La'achrasiyasan. The Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah as well. And the Ur Zoroah disagrees. Ur Zoroah writes that, look, in those unusual cases, it was necessary to make a bracha lachar asiyasa. But you see that it works. The fact that it's lachar asiyasa, still the bracha relates to the prior act of the mitzvah. So therefore, if that is lechatchila, in those unusual cases, then b'di'eved, one can always recite a bracha lachar asiyasa. Tosus writes in Sukkah Naflamet Tes the following. We insist that a bracha be over Lasiyasa, but Tosus writes the following Chiddush. If the mitzvah has already been performed and it is concluded, you cannot recite a bracha. But as long as it's still b'meshech Asiyasa, as long as one is still involved in the mitzvah, then a bracha can in fact be recited. So in the case of Lulav, even though Midag Bein Afik Bein, but still, when a person is continuing to hold the Dalet Minim, that is considered to be an extended Kiyum HaMitzvah, and therefore Bracha can be recited. Today is in Tosus. Tosus writes, where do you see that there's an extended Kiyum of Dalet Minim? One day a Tosus quotes is, Hallel. No, you have to still do Nanuim, for example. And that's part of the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim. And then Tosus quotes the Chiddush, the Sugya Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph of Anshei Yerushalayim. They used to take the Lulav and Esrog the entire day. And that allows you to recite a bracha even the entire day on Dalet Minim. An interesting Chiddush that Tosus writes. So three different possibilities. Either only over Lasiyasan, or La'achrasiyasa, or this mid-view, as long as the mitzvah still continues. We had discussed Hanukkah time. The Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, a person, for example, it's the fifth night of Hanukkah, and all of a sudden he lit a few candles, right, and he realized he didn't make the bracha. Maybe he thought it was the fourth night of Hanukkah, no? And therefore only had four in front of him. And now, for example, he realizes it's the fifth night. What would happen in all those cases? If he didn't make a bracha yet, he lit without a bracha, can he continue to light? Is that called Meshech Asiyasa? Because the Iker mitzvah, he was Yotze, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. That's the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. That even if you don't assume like the Ur Zoroah, that you can recite a bracha la'achar asiyasa, maybe you can recite a bracha on Hidr mitzvah. And furthermore, at least this should be called Meshech asiyasa, to allow a person to continue and recite a bracha. Rabbi Kiveger writes, if a person lit candles and didn't make a bracha, as long as he has as of yet to fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, that's still called Meshech asiyasa, and a bracha in fact can be recited. But this is the novelty of the Ur Zoroah. You can recite the Birchas HaMitzvah b'di'eved, even afterwards. And where do you see this is true? This is what's relevant for us. The Ur Zoroah writes in Dinei Kriya Shema, because isn't this what is true when it comes to Kriya Shema itself? If a person recites Kriya Shema before davening, we allow him to recite Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards. How is that possible? One answer is because those brachos relate to tefillah. And therefore, even though you're Yotzei Kriya Shema, these are brachos on tefillah itself. Or Zoroah assumes, no. These are Birchos HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the fact that you can recite them even afterwards is an indicator of the general rule that a bracha can always be recited la'achar asiyasa. That's the Chiddush that Ur Zoroah writes in Dinei Kriya Shema. This issue that I mentioned, that case, when a person is davening at a later minyan, and it's necessary to recite Kriya Shema, right, before davening, this is the issue that the Gaon raises in the very end of Simen Mem Vav. See, the Rama writes the following. The Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha has two possible explanations of the phrase that the Vilna Gaon uses. The Rama writes the following, that sometimes you know that the Zman of Kriya Shema will arrive even before you recite the Kriya Shema. So therefore, before Baruch Shem, are you reciting Shema Yisrael? You should say Baruch Shem Kavod, having in mind that minimally, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Rama presents that that's something a person can always do. And the Vilna Gaon objects that no, a person should not do so. After all, if a person recites Kriya Shema before davening, After all, aren't you missing the kiyum of Kriya Shema uvirchoseha? After all, as he pointed out, especially in light of the Rambam Shita, that the mitzvah b'shleimusa is Kriya Shema together with its brachos. And furthermore, the Vilna Gaon writes at the very end of Simen Mem Vav, there's a need to be soma gula tefila. Kriya Shema, birchos Kriya Shema, immediately into Shemoneh Esrei. And the Vilna Gaon assumes that doesn't merely mean reciting Kriya Shema, but rather it means being yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema birchoseha, and then immediately going into Shemoneh Esrei as well. It's an interesting issue. Bir Halacha raises in Simen Mem Vav, what should a person do in that particular case? The Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak, Pri Yitzchak Petterberger, and Simen Aleph discusses whether it is preferable to daven b'tzibur, sacrificing Kriya Shema uvir chosech on smichas gula tefila, or whether that no, it's preferable to daven b'yechidus, sacrificing tefila b'tzibur to see to it that Kriya Shema uvir chosech and smichas gula tefila is in fact fulfilled. This is the discussion, the very end of Simen Mem Vav. But as you mentioned, clear according to the Rambam Shita, Safek Kara Kriya Shema, you recite the brachos as well, Birchos Kriya Shema are part of the Matbeya, the framework, Midrabanan, of Kriya Shema. Not Midaraisa, but Kriya Shema on the level of Drabanan. Perhaps even a more basic question. Why is it that the Chachamim did not simply coin a direct bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu regarding Kriya Shema? Maybe one could argue, of course, that the Birchos Kriya Shema serve in that capacity. And as we mentioned in the last year, that all the themes of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, all are dealt with and enhanced and embellished in the framework of the Birchos Kriya Shema itself. But why is it that Kriya Shema did not require a simple bracha ktsara as other examples of a mitzvah? And here there are several possibilities. The Netziv writes in the Shultos, it's found in Shulta Kuf Chafei, that perhaps mitzvos that are fulfilled in the framework, in the misgeres of tefillah, do not require a separate birchas mitzvah. Its framework, its structure, are the brachos of the tefillah itself. And therefore there's no bracha on Kriya Shema, there's no bracha on Shmon Esrei. The Balamor, that was the original takana, that there was no bracha on Tkiya Shofar. It seems Mikar Hadin, there was no birchas hamitzvah on birchas kohanim. The Gemara indicates in Sota that birchas kohanim was a later takana, because since birchas kohanim was recited in the framework, in the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei served as that context for the mitzvah to be performed. This is what the Netziv writes in Shultos and Kuf Chafei, that whenever you have a mitzvah fulfilled in the middle of tefillah, whether it is, right, a mitzvah of tefillah, Kriya Shema, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, there the brachos and the framework of the tefillah itself serve as a berchas hamitzvah. The Prima Godim in Reish Lamed Tes writes the following chiddush: the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha, to be Koreh B'Torah, and it is covered by Birchas HaTorah. That's the chiddush that the Prima Godim writes. Birchas HaTorah serves as a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyas HaParshios, even including Kriya Shema as well. That's the chiddush, Prima Godim in Reish Lamed Tes. And perhaps the most simple explanation is what the Avudraham writes. Avudraham writes, what is the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah in general? Why is it so vital to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah? It's necessary, Avudraham explains, after all, before a person fulfills a mitzvah, to state its purpose, to express one's mindset. Why is it that I am performing this act? I'm not eating matzah because I'm hungry. I'm eating matzah because Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, commanded me to do so. The purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah is to provide that framework, that context, that I am doing so as a Mitzvah Hashem. In other words, Avudraham writes that the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah is a form of a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That's why the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Mem Amud Beis, Avudraham explains that if you recite a bracha but without a shame or malchus, you recite a bracha, you don't mention a shame Hashem. You even delete Melech HaOlam. You don't acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. That is eino bracha, because that's the whole purpose of a bracha. First you declare the reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech. The melech commanded us to engage in this practice, and this is what I am about to do. Avudram writes, that's true when it comes to other mitzvahs. Not when it comes to the mitzvah whose very essence is Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. That does not require a preliminary bracha. Any other bracha which is not overt, Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, requires that preface. I am doing so in order to declare the oneness, the wholeness, the Yichud Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. That would be redundant. That's unnecessary. Avudraham says when it comes to the mitzvah, which itself is an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. And therefore, Avudraham writes, no bracha ktsara of a berachas ha-mitzvah, but rather, right, the berachos kriya shma in their beauty, in their elaborate form, as a way of expanding upon each one of the themes of the kriya shma itself. As mentioned, the Rambam's view, kriya shma berachoseha, not just simply a secondary mitzvah, but rather this enhances our experience of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. That as the Netziv mentioned, even if you should assume, like that view in the Rashba, all you need for Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim is simply the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That's true minimally. But yet, to mention Avas Hashem, the role of Limud HaTorah as we spoke of, in that process, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, the mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only as Borei, but also as Manhig, and all the Birchas Kriyashma, from Yotzer Or, HaMachadesh, Betuvo, B'cho Yom Tamir, all of that is part of our affirmation of Yichud Hashem. And even though these elements are not necessary min HaTorah, all of them in a single unit fuse, blend in the sense of being Mekabo, O Malchus Shamayim, the most appropriate sense. This is the paramount obligation that we have of Kriya Shema. As Rav Soloveitchik mentioned, the reason the Rambam counts it as a single mitzvah, that in principle, this is a mitzvah tmidis. This is something that should apply throughout the entire day. Everything in life that a person does should be with that affirmation of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Obviously, the Torah didn't intend that every second a person recites Shema, but if a person does so, uvshachbu v'kumecha, if it's the first thing you utter when you awake, and if this is what you utter when you finally go to sleep, that is the way that we frame the entire day of an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Tosos writes the same is true when it comes to Limud HaTorah. We don't recite Birchas HaTorah every time you learn, because la'olam eino miyayish daito emeno. There's never any hefsek. A person should recite that bracha once and hope that everything that he does in the entire pursuit of his daily routine will be an act that is done consistently with the Limud HaTorah that a person expresses during those particular windows of time. Bezras Hashem, through our tefillah, through our Kabbalah Sa'uchan al Shamayim, we should be able to be ma'orah that great sense of Gilui Shechina, be ma'orah the Midas HaRachamim that all of us daven for with such fervor during the times of Tisha B'Av, to be able to once again witness that sense of Gilui Shechina, b'mheirah v'yameinu.